People ask me all the time, Charlie Van Dyke, why do certain records become hits? In every case, the answer is the same. People heard it on the radio. People liked what they heard. People bought what they liked. And so on. But in all the years that recording artists have been trying to get on the charts, those elusive indexes of what's selling, nobody ever did what comedian Albert Brooks has done. He's assembled an album completely composed of cuts individually designed for different kinds of radio stations. In the next hour, we'll not only find out how this record came to be made, we'll actually hear it.
Jesus, the beach stinks today.
From his Malibu Heights Efficiency Villa, comedian Albert Brooks.
Everybody knows you need radio to sell your record. No airplane, no washing, right? Yeah. Right. Most artists put out a record, and if they're lucky, it gets played on one or two kinds of radio stations. That's because it's aimed at only one or two kinds of audiences. But that's taking a tremendous gamble. You're putting all your exposure eggs in one radio basket, literally. Now, I took my eggs, and I aimed them at the entire radio dial. I mean, if this thing, the good Lord willing, gets the airplay that it's gonna, well, with my royalty deal, I'll be quite frank with you, I'm gonna be making some big
blood donations.
What Brooks has done here is to take on a project of immense proportions.
Asylum Records president, David Geffen.
I think he finally realized that if you can be heard everywhere, you have a good chance of being loved. If you loved me, don't you think you could cough up a list price of $6.98 or $7.98 for my tape? I think you would.
Country and Western radio stations reach an average of 40 million people a year. Sound impressive? It should. It is.
I told Albert that the secret of reaching a country audience through the radio,
country rock star Linda Ronstadt,
is that you have to pick a song that deals directly and honestly with basic human emotions.
I don't experience basic human emotions. It's just not my thing. Except for patriotism. And that's very important because it hit me, what better for country radio than a cut built around love of country? I'm very patriotic. Very patriotic. I'll go to a game, and I'll stand up sometimes for the entire game.
So something I said must have clicked because the next thing I knew, he ran to the phone.